Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Bald and the Beautiful, where we review the show. Well, we are reviewing the show, Married at First Sight, Season 14, Reunion, Part 2.
To the end of the season.
I am Melissa.
Kevin.
I'm Angel.
Marcus.
And we're going to dive right in, but before we do, which means we're not actually diving right in, we're going to talk about the announcement that I was tagged in a heck of a lot, and I know Angel was because I saw more tags with her and I than with Kev and Marcus, and that is that Dr. Viviana is exiting stage left from Married at First Sight.
No!
Don't say
Marcus, your best friend!
That's my homie. She ain't even That's let me know. Homie. I'm going to call her. I'm going to call her. She ain't let me know nothing.
She ain't let me know nothing. You ain't coming to hug my neck.
And Devon Franklin will be entering, and then someone else, no shade or disrespect, but the announcement was very much, that I saw was very much centered around Devon Franklin.
Right.
So I was like, Booty Tay. Y'all had to let me know who that was.
Marcus didn't even know who Devon Franklin was. He said Booty Tay in the text.
It's so interesting that somebody that is so prevalent in like our world, somebody in our group is like, who? Kirk Franklin? Kirk Franklin is joining.
That's 90% of the people y'all talk about. I'm like, who?
You Megan Good's ex-husband.
Yeah, well, he knew who Megan Good is. That's why I was like, I don't even know why y'all said his real name. Just say Megan Good.
Time out. This is very interesting. I'm looking up Devon Franklin because I was trying to find the other person's name. I know it starts with a P. And this Essence article dropped 2 hours ago said, Devon Franklin wouldn't let fear or shame keep him from joining Married at First Sight as a relationship expert. Since he put aside concern over what other people say about him joining the series, he's been able to do powerful work with couples. So he already did it.
Well, clearly.
Is he in the next season? He already done it.
He's in the
San Diego.
San Diego. Mm-hmm. So we are not here to bash, so we won't be doing that. Call it bias, call it what you want.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. One
interesting thing. Last year, Married at First Sight invited me to come on the show. I agreed to do it, and then the divorce hit. They came to me and said that it didn't matter to them because they still feel like I could help their couples. I was going to tell them no because I felt shame, and that voice in my head said, you're a failure. How can you help anybody save their marriage when yours didn't work out? Franklin said that he was initially concerned about what people would think, but he realized he couldn't let the opinions of others dictate anything in his life. That voice in my head also had me thinking about what people would say, would people approve or disapprove? And then I had asked myself, is this how I'm going to live the rest of my life in fear about what people say? And who are people anyway? So I went back to Mavs, the Lifetime team, and I told him, yes, I'll still come. He said, I refuse to live in fear of shame. And guess what? When I went to do the show, something powerful happened. Everything I've been through, I was able to draw upon to help a couple successfully sort through their issues. You have to watch to find out which couple he added. They didn't even mention the person. I went to look it up. It's Dr. Something. She's a sexual.
She's a sexpert that's going to basically take over Dr. Viviana's spot. What would you say, Marcus?
I wonder if that was written with as much energy and vigor as Kev wrote it.
Absolutely.
I doubt it.
I mean, listen. I think he's a bad choice. And this is not me bashing. This is just like, nah. I think he's a great personality. He looks great on camera. There are reasons why he could be a good choice, but I don't think he is a good choice. Somebody said Dr. Pia is her name. But
This other article don't mention her neither.
It'd be different if he had... The divorce probably would not bother me and I don't want to say bother me like I'm hung up on it, but when we think about how long they were married, in the grand scheme of we're creating lifelong connections, it was very short.
Wasn't it like 9 years?
I think so. 9 years.
Yeah, that's short. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That is not I'm not saying it's a non-existent marriage. She definitely experienced what marriage is like, but like trying to build long relationships, I feel like because he hasn't done it, there are certain perspectives or certain, I mean, granted, you got these other experts that are on there, but also they don't have no expert on there Now, unless Dr. Pia has never been divorced, that hasn't been divorced. Dr. Cal has been divorced. Dr. Pepper has been divorced. I don't know about Dr.
She, Pia. She don't live with her husband neither. Heard so that on the reunion.
This is not to what you call it, like make fun of their lives as if their lives don't deserve to be lived. However, I just feel like perspective wise, when we're looking at experts, it would have been nice to have had an expert that is still currently married and in a, like Dr. Viviana, I think that was her first marriage, in the first or only marriage.
That's just wholeheartedly. I'm gonna tell you why. Most of these couples gonna get divorced anyway, so they might as well have experts who are on their second.
Well, marriage. They already got experts that have been divorced. They didn't need another one.
That's what I'm saying. That's why they're the right people. Because y'all finna get divorced. Y'all can't even make a decision date to the reunion anyhow. So let me just tell y'all what I already know. I've been through the divorce. I can help you get divorced because that's where you're trending. Okay? Hello. Y'all ain't gonna make it down to the couples cam. Y'all that's gonna hilarious. Be divorced anyway. Married, divorced. 50, you throw a rock, you hit 17 divorced couples before you find a good marriage, good clean. You gotta have somebody to talk to the people. It don't make me know, never mind who you getting to divorce. Get an 18-year-old child who don't know nothing on the Twitter.
Hilarious.
Get Zay Zay. He got something to say. Get Monty. He'll lick somebody's legs.
I actually feel that while really great things to say, and he may have really, you know, insightful things, whatever, I don't take that away from him. I think optic wise only, I think that it was just bad timing for me. I don't, not to take away any value he may add to the show. I think freshly off a divorce, the voices that he heard in his head, he probably should have followed and not maybe sat out for, you know, a couple seasons and then come around. I think just optic wise from an audience perspective, I'm just like,
I'm going to tell you what I think.
I just don't feel like it was like timing. Like, you know, maybe you could have sat this one out for like a season or two. You know, even if he gets on there and we're like, no, low key, we loved him, needed him. It just feels tiny wise, it's just not the best for me.
I think this is a I haven't seen all the seasons, but since I've been watching, it's the first time that an expert is also a celebrity. And I think this is a marriage at first time.
Married at what?
Married at first. What is it? What is it? Marriage at first time? That's the Great Value version of the show.
You got the CBS equivalent.
This is like when wrestling gets Dennis Rodman to come to WrestleMania. Like, we need somebody who's a celebrity. We're trying to take this show like big. Let's get a celebrity expert. Yeah. And Dr. Viviana probably quit because
they said she's booked and busy.
I'm sure she got projects of her own coming up because
I'm gonna tell you where Dr. Viviana had receipts. I want to start with her if y'all.
Okay, let's go. Let's move on.
Let me tell you what the funniest thing to me in Married at First Sight history is: that girl Alyssa told them experts, "Y'all picked me wrong. Y'all picked me wrong. Y'all picked me wrong." I don't remember the exact word, but this is what they said. If it was Melissa, it was like, "You asked for a girl whose first name started with an M.
Yes.
Who was born in Toledo.
Yes.
Whose dad was in the military.
Yes.
Okay, and who's in the same grade as you and go to high school?" And she was like, "Well, this I didn't want that one."
She's like, "I don't think."
They said you wanted loyal, hardworking, kind, and compassionate. Chris is all those things. And they were like, she wanted to say, "But he ugly to me."
That's exactly and what she fat. Said. That's exactly.
That's all she had to say because she was trying. Let me tell you what's interesting. Trying to look like a good person makes you look like a bad person.
Well, constantly saying I'm a good person is what makes you a bad person.
Well, but a good, she could have been a good person and said, "I'm not physically attracted to you," which is why I think they didn't work out. But because she was afraid of what that would make her be perceived as, she said other stuff that was obviously not true.
Right.
And I think people could have understood if she was like, "I can't get past the attraction part."
No, they didn't work out because she's an asshole. Is what it boils down to.
Now you think that she's gonna start crying? She gonna.
I hope she do. I hope she cry, and I wish somebody would have been like, "Shut up with your ugly tears." That protection of her white fragility pissed me off the whole episode because they grilled big old what's her name, Lindsay.
They were
grilled for barbecue.
Lindsay was on trial.
They did.
And I was like, oh, but y'all gonna go easy on this heifer who
I feel said, like Dr. Pepper was trying, but mm-hmm. they did back off of her because of
I wish they would have
winning 101.
I've been like, oh no, but you hate me. I'm gonna give you a reason to hate me. Cause I recall you said, I hate them. They're not here. Let me give you a reason. The reason why this didn't work out is because you're selfish, you're a liar, and you want someone who has the same conservative, probably racist views as yourself.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, this is not farmersonly.com. This is
100%. 100%. And I think the expert. I'm spitting, y'all. I'm sorry. I think the experts are, we even give them a lot, but we have given them slack for the pairings.
Yeah.
And I think Dr. Viviana was like, you're not going to do me like that. No, I bet you won't. I bet you won't. So this is your application that you filled out on January 6th.
Literally.
On January 6th. So we want to read through and understand how he is the exact match and what you asked for. And then even when she was like, well, maybe I'm just not articulating myself right. Right. Because you're not clearly stating that you just were not attracted to him and you couldn't get over
that's it. What you're not articulating. Because I was watching this while I was on my morning walk. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. I woke up early. I was outside with my headphones on. When she said that, I said, because you don't make no sense.
She don't.
And then I realized I was talking out loud to the TV in the neighborhood. And I was like, you get on my nerves and you actually, as a black person, and this ain't a race thing, like she didn't make it a race thing, but as a black person watching white tears work in real time,
oh yes,
when she had no reason to cry and then everybody backs off. Dr. Viviana actually didn't back off.
And Dr. Pepper, like, I feel like they kept, because they even said, one of the two was like, if I can offer you a piece of advice.
Right, right.
I think it was Dr. Pepper. Like, and her tears, you don't want to come off as a bad person, them. So you're just kind of like, we're just asking a question. Like, why are you
not because like no, because she need to keep that same energy. Because she was talking crazy. And I was curious, well, what did she ask for if he's so obviously not it? And then Viviana went to the paperwork.
She showed you.
And then Alyssa couldn't even say that's not what she said. And she couldn't say that's not what he is.
Yeah.
Pastor Cal said, and then Marcus, you gonna say something.
I've been trying, y'all.
I know it's hard. They don't. No, the thing is that y'all will hear us late, so we be trying to like he be trying to jump in, but y'all we done already took off. Anyways, Pastor Cal said, what are your core values? And she was like, I don't want to get into the specifics of that. See, that type of shit is gonna make me come up out of my seat at you and start screaming because she skated past every question. What did Chris do that you didn't like? And she kept going back to what his groomsman said and never pointed at a specific action that he said. This is in the part one. Also in part one, when they were like, you did these things, she was like, I couldn't help it because of the mental state. I didn't even know what I was saying. And I'm like, how is that something that you all are letting her get away with? And so I don't know if it was editing or if it was just really them backing off, but it really did. It pissed me off to no end. As a black woman, it pissed me off to watch people cape for this grown ass woman who kept trying to imply that she had no part in the disgusting behavior that was shown surrounding her. Go ahead, babes. Sorry.
Yeah, if everybody in the chat is like, Marcus is kept today, look, I know if I was trying to talk, I can't talk when they talk because they hear it late. And then it's just us talking over each other. So that's why I was being patient and waiting. So y'all calm down.
Thanks no. just for making sure you.
Oh, yeah, I was baby. Good.
He didn't know booty tay, so he ain't had nothing to say. But for that first part,
I mean, Kev,
I ain't have nothing to say about booty tay, but Kev went right into the discussion, and I was just like, well, let me get comfortable. So she didn't do anything different from what she's already done. As soon as she says whatever she got to say that ain't true, has no fact to it, as soon as people start backing it up with facts, she backs down, starts crying. I feel attacked. It was infuriating. I just could not stand listening to her because it was for real watching these fake white tears in live time and people backing down instead of holding her to the fire. I'm like, no, Heifer, this is what you said. This is what you did. Her eyes can't even agree to look in the same direction. Like, I can't stand the way she has acted, and they just completely just bypassed, like, no, you've been a bitch. You're not a good person. You are evil. You are disgusting. And it shows. All that nasty that you put out is now bouncing right back onto you, and you can't even hide it, even without not saying words. The only thing, one thing that did kind of piss me off, but she kind of deserved it, was with Lindsay, how everybody tore her down, Lindsay down, and didn't tear down trash Alyssa in the same way.
Yeah.
Because, I said the reason is Lindsay's fault. The reason is, yes, Alyssa is a cold-hearted bitch, but she was only a bitch to Chris.
Yeah.
To where Lindsay kind of was bitching toward everybody.
Lindsay stunk That's everybody.
Yeah. Let's go.
And when I was sitting there watching, I said, how are they doing this? No. How are they letting this how are they letting this chick get away with all this and not holding her to the, except for Dr. V. If Dr. V was like, nah, I'm going to let you know what it is right now. Here's the receipts. Prove them wrong. But then Lindsay is like, well, nope, Lindsay. Even Elijah Wan had to jump on there. Hey. This is your
moment. Hold on, Marcus. Go
this
back.
That accountability we talked about.
I want to say one more thing about Alyssa. Hold on. I
want
to say one thing. This is Alyssa, okay? Drink a sip. Ask me, did I drink some of your drink?
Did you drink my drink?
I don't want to get into the specifics of that.
Yeah. Every time. I don't want to talk about that.
She tried to make it seem like they were making her look bad. Girl, these are your, Marcus, you.
These are your word.
All we are repeating back to you is your word. How you not want to get into specifics of what you said? Right. You said it. And then you said we messed up. Anthony Tanksley.
I can't take this.
You are a father.
She can't help it.
Like an iguana.
Why y'all don't get to go on the after party? This is why they didn't call you back for the after party. Y'all gonna be.
That was like, y'all, I'm good with that.
They gonna look at the tape and be like, see, we was just about to cancel for season two. Then he dunk on when we did this.
Yeah, no, we gonna sit strong and don't invite us. But this is the thing, though.
Find one that'll disagree. Is there one?
Alyssa really was bringing out the black mama in me because I really wanted to be like, I'm going to give you something to cry for. You keep on crying. But I'm going to give you something to cry for. That is what the spirit that she was giving me in those moments. But yeah, I ain't never known anybody to be able to go to tears that fast. I got to take some time to even manufacture tears. Like, yeah, even Amar, he don't even cry that quick.
Nah.
She good at it.
She's Terrence Howard with the tears.
Too. Yeah. It is, as soon as you are trying to call me out on anything, on my BS, then I'm crying.
Yep.
And then you feel bad and then you back up. That's all the whole cycle was. 1,000%. As soon as they was trying to hold her. And in reality, it was the same thing Lindsay was doing, though. As soon as you hold Lindsay accountable, she finds a way to twist and turn it. I wanted to say this though. The other thing about Alyssa that I actually found really interesting was Katina and Jasmina befriending her in a way that was quite surprising to me, even to the point where Katina said, be strong. This is what we talked about when Lindsay was attacking her or like, I don't want to say attacking, but like having the conversation about, you know, whatever was happening between her and the husband.
Yeah.
So I thought that was, I don't know. I just thought that was interesting because I thought we all agreed we didn't like Alyssa. And then for them to have seemed to have befriended her, I was like, oh, well, what really happened? I just wasn't sure.
Alyssa is an emotional manipulative mastermind because the fact of the matter is those black women
in The Incredibles.
Yes, she's an incredible. This is not the behavior that I feel like I saw, especially, okay, so I can give the girls credit on the honeymoon when they were really trying to like understand Alyssa and understand why she wasn't happy with her match because they weren't seeing all these terrible moments she had on camera. But after you see that, after you see the just terrible things she said to this man, how she behaved in his face, whatever side conversations you all are having that are making you believe that this woman should not take accountability for her actions, I'm sorry. Like, I'd be like, girl, go ahead and take these L's to the face. Mm-hmm. Take all of them. But I think while Alyssa plays, you know, it's so funny. I used to see that as a weakness, all that crying. I used to tell my boys all the time, your tears mean nothing to me, because they would cry to try to get me to back up off of whatever the punishment was about to be. I'd be like, your tears don't mean nothing. I used to think it was a weakness, but I realized it is a strength, actually. It is a superpower to be able to use those tears in a way to manipulate people to do the thing you need them to do. So if somebody is holding you accountable, even off camera, and then you cry to let them know that, like, you were in a mental state that was just too much for you, your mental capacity didn't give you the means to be able to articulate how you felt, they're like, well, girl, you got to be strong. You got to actually say what you mean. This is the time to do it. No, bitch, stop all that goddamn crying, okay? You are not you. You have the words. You have the language, because we saw you use it and have your goddamn temper tantrums when you said the experts weren't here, when you said you hated him. He's a horrible person.
She hates the experts, too.
It's a superpower. I didn't realize it works.
That I hate the expert. They were like, do you want the experts? Do you want to talk to them?
I hate them. I hate them. No, I hate them.
She literally threw a temper tantrum like a 2-year-old.
She's a lunatic. She is flat out crazy. Like, mastermind nonetheless, but she's crazy.
Yeah, thing is that I 100% agree. You can use, you can use both sides to manipulate, but she does use tears. When she doesn't have the words, it's because she's been caught up.
Yeah.
You've got me so caught up in what I said, and I realize what I said is actually what you're saying, but
right.
So now I don't know what to do. So instead, I'm going to cry. That's what she does.
Literally, I am really caught in the web here.
Correct.
You know what? It's like, you remember Captain Planet?
Yes.
She's like, white women tears.
Yes.
Your powers combined. I am Karen. We're the Karens here. And we can cry too. As soon as we start crying, people don't know what to do. White women are fragile.
Are you really going to go on this song?
Yeah, you save the day. Your white tears are yours.
I'm so mad.
Yeah, were you sitting there quiet writing that song in your head?
Literally.
It was coming out as I was talking.
Literally, but it worked. I'm so mad. Okay, so we're done with him.
Women, no. I was just saying this one last thing. It's what my 7-year-old son does when he's been caught. Like, he was chewing on a blanket, so I saw this wet spot on it he had in his mouth. And I asked him the first time. I said, did you chew on a blanket? He was like, mm-mm. I was like, all right. So Kai, who loves to tell on folk, came around the corner. Mama saw Sai with the blanket in his mouth. I said, Sai, come here. Did you have that blanket in your mouth? He was like, that was his response.
That's his.
I'm hot face.
That's Alyssa. And I asked him again. He would not own up
like,
to it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not lying if I don't say anything.
Right. He invoked his Fifth Amendment. Is that it?
Yeah, the right to remain silent.
Yeah, is that it?
I don't want to get into the specifics.
I know you're asking me a very specific question. I'd rather not answer it specifically. Alyssa was at the end of the day, Alyssa, if you ever watch this, you are a bad person. That's the thing. You are.
I hope she stumbles across this video so bad.
I'm sure she will. The other thing is, I was going to say something, it don't matter. Okay, we're moving on. Let's go to Lindsay and Mark.
Free the real, the trial of Lindsay.
I want everyone to know, I believe every single word that Mark said. I believe.
Absolutely.
That Lindsay bullied him. I believe that she spit on him and it was intentional. That when we argue in close proximity to each other, if spit came out of my mouth and accidentally landed on you and you interpreted that as spit, for that I am sorry.
Oh my God.
I was so The reason I was frustrated and the reason why it's a little bit easier, unfortunately, to go harder on Lindsay than Alyssa, even though they're, you know, two sides of the same coin, so to speak, is because she stands so strong and so fervent in her wrongness that Alyssa melts into a puddle of tears. And you're just like, girl, I'm not finna go off on you the way I want to when you sitting in a puddle of tears. Like, just get up. Lindsay is like, you should apologize.
Liz, I died laughing. That's when Eliza was like, this is the accountability we're talking about. She was like, huh.
Oh, so this is the example? I didn't know that it was going to look like this. I'd rather not.
She was emboldened by people trying her. She was like,
this is how she went into it. He's like, this is the moment we talked about, Lance. This is all I'm going to say. I'm trying to be your friend. She said, okay, Mock. So you knew it was about to be bullshit, whatever else she said after that. When you go, okay, yeah. Mock.
You could see there was like BS just written on her face. Her whole facial expression, you have never seen her look like that. She was just like, mm-hmm. Okay.
Literally. I feel like the old demeanor was
right. She's incapable. She's almost like numbers. Like, she's incapable of being wrong. That's not possible.
She definitely was not going to be that wrong that the entire day. You know what I'm saying? Like, they might have been able to catch her on one thing. But the way they were like in another thing. By the time they got to her, Mark, she was like, I don't care.
I'm over it.
Mark was like, she was like, I feel bad for what I did, you know, this and that. He was like, I feel like you don't feel bad. She was like, I just said I feel bad.
She sure did.
It wasn't genuine. And then when he started crying and she was like, those tears don't move me. That was Kai inside crying to Angel. He was like, I feel like when you cry like that and I don't respect you, it's hard to be empathetic. I said, ooh, Lindsay,
it broke my heart because Mark sat there and you could tell he was at the point where I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't really want your apology because it really means nothing. I want to get through this reunion and then I want to say forever goodbye.
Forever
goodbye. I want to say forever goodbye. It was really unfortunate because Lindsay really does have like a really caring, thoughtful kind of be their personality. But to the point everybody was making, you can't do that and then use that against people. And to be as quick and as really witty as she is, man, it becomes ammunition. It's not just, I'm going to be here for you with your cat and I'm not just going to take a day off to help you with your bed bugs. It is now a bullet a month later when we get into an argument and you want a limbo? I will go to the earth's core. I will go to hell and then create a layer below that.
Right. Like,
he is here to her words.
It also shows you that white man tears have no value. He was crying and nobody come to coddle him. Nobody cared.
I think a lot of us was thinking, what did you do? Why are you still trying? Why did you say yes to this woman? Why are you doing it?
Right, for real. I was thinking that. We were all thinking that. Like, what makes y'all think that this is going to be a safe environment for him?
why would you take a sperm count test, a fertility? Why are you doing these things to? Why are you participating in your own demise, Mark?
But the thing is when even like by saying that she like is caring and she does this, she's like a lioness that carries her cubs and bites too hard and kills them. picking up your cub and just snapping their heads off, just trying to get them to safety. It's like, what's the point? Leave them alone. Let them fend for themselves.
Such a funny analogy, but it's so true. God dang it, them killed another cub. What's that, about 6-7 this year, Mark?
Every single time. And it's for real, watching her act the way she did really through the whole season, definitely in that in the reunion or whatever we just watched, it was truly, it seemed like to me she was revealing of how miserable she actually is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I was sitting there watching her, I said, this woman is a desperate, miserable person and don't even realize it.
Oh, yeah.
She knows it's something eating her away inside and she can't figure out what it is and she will never say it.
I agree with you.
So it'll be better.
I think she is very miserable. I think because she's heard the same comments all of her life and hasn't been able to like curtail or fix her behavior, she really has built up these defense or these walls, right? Which that's the reason why she was able to take all those bullets that she was getting, because they were lighting her ass up.
Oh, yeah.
She has built up a lot of walls in. While she's probably done some self-work on certain areas of her life, this area of interpersonal skills, of just speaking honestly instead of from a place of defense when someone has hurt your feelings, is something she has not mastered, nor does it seem like she has any interest in mastering. But I think once she they did the clip, and I think, I don't remember if Kevin Frazier said it or somebody else, when Mark asked to pull back after Lindsay and him had sex.
Yep.
I feel like that hurt her so much that she was like, I will make you miserable this entire time because you embarrassed the hell out of me and had me feeling as if I could give you my all. This is after I've been on camera crying, talking about Mark is the best person. I love him so. And you're going to be like, hey,
yeah,
that puss was all right, but I don't want it no more. Let's just
got a piranha down there. No thanks.
Right.
I didn't think about that. That was a commenter that said that. Yep. Somebody on Twitter said that, right?
Yep. That's what it was.
Yeah, I think I didn't think when they said that, I was like, you right. Yeah. Like the light switch switched off. And to Lissa's point, I think, and Angel's point as well, she don't have no I'm hurt. You hurt my feelings. This made me feel this way. She is like, you brushed my shoulder and now I have to stab you.
I love you. Oh, wait, you don't love me back? Where's my bazooka? Because now this is war. Like, that's it. And the thing about it is, Angel was actually just talking about how anger and tears are literally two sides of the same coin. And that's really why Dr. Viviana was like, low-key, y'all are the same.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Low key, Mark, although I don't hold Mark as accountable as I do Lindsay, there's not a 50-50 balance to me. I think Dr. Cal was like, both y'all are responsible for the demise. And I was like, I don't quite agree with that. But regardless, he takes the bullets and he's like, I need to retreat and cry. She's like, I'm sorry, we entering World War III? Bet. Because I've always had ammunition in the back that I can pull out. Like, I've actually been keeping track and score this whole time anyway. And that's what makes them not work.
Yeah.
That's what makes them not work. Lindsay go ahead, Angel.
I'll say it right after what you about to say.
Lindsay is the type of friend that will be there for you in all of your worst moments. And then the moment you have something, you want to disagree with her, you want to hold her accountable for something, she does something wrong, all of those moments now become the forefront of why either A, she's a good person, or B, you're trash and worthless. And had it not been for me, your life would be in shambles.
Oh, that's which the other part
low key.
Too.
I've been watching this dude because my sister sent it to me. This guy on TikTok is like, literally diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. That is actually a sign of narcissistic personality disorder. I'm not saying she has it. I'm just saying it is a trait.
One thing I was going to say real quick is that it's something my therapist said to me. She was like, I need you to start tapping into your softer emotions because instead of you just being like, okay, well, I'm pissed off about this. She was like, as humans, we're not wired well. Well, not wired. We're not trained to take people's aggressive emotions very well. If somebody yells at us, we typically get very defensive. If somebody like comes at us for the crap that we've done, most people usually respond like Lindsay more so than Alyssa in a familiar relationship. We get more defensive. She was like, where if you come with your softer emotions, it's easier for a person to digest what you're saying about the defense. That is the part that I feel like Lindsay does not have the skill set to do. Because I won't sit here and say that Mark did not do things that were low-key really, really irritating or possibly like maybe disrespectful. Because I would have been pissed off even if I was in the wrong. If Marcus got real cool with the person that I almost got in a fight with on the airplane, left me in the room crying, it was like, it's fine, you know, things happen. I've been like, why are you being buddy-buddy right now? We're supposed to be united front. Check me in the place where I'm at, but don't go befriend somebody else. Yeah. So there were things that I would say that Mark didn't do right. And in his like unwillingness to like explore other things, especially food. Like, I feel like Lindsay should have got them HelloFresh, and that would have possibly helped with him discovering other foods and making things easier for them. As y'all know, HelloFresh is a sponsor of today's podcast, and y'all know we love them. We actually got a box right here in the hallway that we about to unpack, honey, because we be cooking it every day. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than dining at a restaurant, and it is even cheaper than grocery shopping. The money back, that's money back into your pocket, okay? HelloFresh's new menu releases include Mediterranean recipes that are filled with fresh fruits, veggies, nuts, olive oils, fiber-packed whole grains for nourishing balance. They have they had one recipe with roasted chickpeas. I wouldn't have been roasting no chickpeas if it wasn't for HelloFresh. I wouldn't even buy roasted chickpeas in my right mind. But HelloFresh is introducing new foods to my kids that they are actually enjoying, which is great because they'll grow up with a more refined palate that will allow them to discover more foods as well. So they don't grow up and end up like Mac, not wanting to try new foods. Okay. Mac. So we use it all the time. This past week, I made some Southwest shrimp tacos, super simple. They had the seasoning for the shrimp. I just grilled them up in the pan, put the Southwest seasoning on it. Then I had some poblano peppers and onions. And then the tortilla shells just needed to be microwaved. And then I made some homemade salsa and added some sour cream with a little bit of hot sauce. And voila, the meal was done. Okay. So this is what we want you to do. Go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB16.
TBTB16.
Use code TBTB16.
TBTB16.
Free meals and 3 free gifts. I'm gonna tell you one more time. Go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB16.
TBTB16.
Use code TBTB16.
TBTB16.
Up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. It's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Now, we are talking a lot about these relationships and some of the things that we're seeing mental health wise with these people. That is why we're so happy that this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life can be overwhelming and many people are burnt out even without even knowing it. Symptoms can include lack of motivation, feeling helpless or trapped, detachment, fatigue, or more. Listen, I was feeling burnout yesterday. I shot all my social media content for the month of June. And I went to
the video that attacked me.
I did. I helped him do that because he's my husband.
That was not an attack. That was an actual, honest conversation I had with myself. I said, "You know what?
Kevin, right now, Kevin so is enjoying himself."
You gaslighting him.
Okay.
I was very truthful. I helped him, but this is what I was saying.
That's why you got burnt out because you should have left me alone.
I am. I burnt out, and I felt it. I knew I had to. I had to be honest with myself because I sat there and I turned on Real Housewives of Atlanta. I ordered something that to eat that I shouldn't have ordered. I should have ordered a salad because these are the goals that I have in life. And so I said to my husband at the end of the day, I said, I'm feeling a little bit of depression. And I said, I just want to be honest about it and not continue behavior to cope with it instead of addressing it. Right. And so it's going to be something I'm talking to my therapist about. But I think a lot of times we don't address our burnout. We don't address the symptoms that come in life and we ignore them when we could actually address them. And one of the ways that I find best to address these problems is with a licensed professional therapist, because we're able to get to the root of what's actually happening so that I can address it in a healthy way and not in a way that copes and only actually negatively affects my body and the goals that I actually want to reach in life. So BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy and can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. The Bald and the Beautiful listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's BetterHelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB. Where do you guys carry stress?
I carry stress right in my neck and into my shoulders.
I carry it in my legs and hips and body.
I'm so bad that I thought this was a real thing.
Kevin, thanks.
Are we scheduling massages?
I really do carry it right here.
Though. Like my whole upper back. I'll be trying to figure out if it's stress or Pilates.
Man, Pilates might be the most
in your face. Oh, Pilates is amazing.
Pilates is the most.
It is actually the best all body workout I've ever experienced in my life.
I think Pilates is great when you are a thinner person. I think it gets those muscles where, you know, because that's where you at. You at that, you're not at that, like, I need to burn a bunch of calories, but you are at, I need to work these muscles really deep. I have, in the years that I have tried Pilates, I'm like, these muscles that are deep down that no one can see underneath the fat that's over them are shredded. But the fat is still on top of them. So I'm going to need to do some turbo kickboxing. Yeah.
It's not an intense like cardio workout.
No.
It's just an intense interaction with those muscles very slowly. It's like, it's toning is what it is.
Yeah. Yes, toning. It truly is. It tones very well.
Legs and
yeah, I agree.
And Pilates.
I do enjoy it though. I really do.
Let's get them, girls. Pilates is missing out on making that a song.
Hello? Pilates. But it's not one of those. It's not like a booty buster. It's not like that, though.
Are you on that, like, rowing machine?
You row. You're doing a lot of, like, it's just really your own body weight, but everything, it's resistance.
So you know, it's called a transformer. No.
What'd you say?
You're on the transformer. The transformer.
The machine is called?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's with Michael B. Jordan?
I was going to say Lori Harvey.
Okay, she does Pilates.
Correct.
It was funny. They've been asking her to drop her workout routine and diet routine. And then she did. And they were like, you have an eating disorder. Like, she was eating like, you can't win.
1,200 calories a day is like the normal, but nobody actually eats that.
I thought 2,000 is the norm.
Oh, I'm sorry, 2,000. It is 2,000.
You're eating 1,200, right?
1,200. It's like 2,500 calories.
With that person weightlifting stuff. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Tank.
No, I said I eat 2,500 per meal.
Listen.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody does that.
When Michael Phelps, I was watching, when he was training, he get 15,000 calories. Yeah. I don't, if anything across the board is wrong. Anything across the board of all Americans
BMI
is wrong.
And all of that is actually racist.
So what are the SATs, the ASATs, and the COPSs?
We both were like, what is that? Oh,
what is COP? Cops, got it. Okay, I understand. All right, so are we done? Who we just talked about?
Lindsay.
Oh, okay, we're done.
You know what, Mark, before we get done, or we can be done. We can be done.
Okay, I want to talk about this. Jasmina and Michael.
Mm-hmm. She did not show well.
Jasmina.
That's why she almost got kicked out of Lindsay's car.
That is so. Lindsay likes to have the power to do stuff like that.
That's also white women stuff.
Yeah,
she was getting loud with me, and everybody was like, she was not getting loud. Even Alyssa was like, she was not getting loud.
Well, it almost seemed like there was a girl gang alliance created.
Absolutely.
With Jasmina, Katina, even Alyssa.
It was the We Hate Lindsay crew.
And Noi, that was very much, when we get in here, you know she's going to try to overtalk you. When we get in here, you know she's going to try to bully you. Stand your ground.
With Lindsay.
All of us, we're in Florida. Stand your ground.
Yeah.
The airport's right there. Talk crazy if you want to. The airport's right there. And the fact that Jasmina had to be quiet, as a black person, I couldn't take it.
That was incredibly rude. I cannot. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you definitely ain't going to be arguing with me if you in my car. That's just period. On period. You not.
Even if you are right and winning the argument, I'm not driving you now. So did you really win? Now you're walking to Boston Logan. And now
I'm petty enough to stop on the freeway, not even pull over on the shoulder. Go ahead and get out.
Excuse me, I just spit.
Kick rocks.
Did you spit on purpose, or was that an accidental spit that just happened to hit the person that you said you wish you would spit on?
Because we're in close proximity.
Right.
You spit on your ass spit, and then spit on it was like, that was an
but accident. As far as, what's her name?
Jasmina.
I feel like she didn't do anything. She seemed, again, like the same person that she shown the entire season. Like, the effort that she says she's put forth, not to say she didn't put it forth, I personally haven't seen it. Every time that when they get into these little arguments, the condescending I can see from her.
Oh my God.
Today. Unlike when y'all was talking about Steve with Jasmina, I can see it. I'm like, yeah, it's right there. Y'all don't see this. She came off like it's what's her name? Alyssa, Lindsay, Jasmina is next on that list. Like, girl, pump your brakes a little bit.
She don't be
it's having, the way she comes off.
She don't be having a good showing. And I'd be like, and she even said the first part of the reunion, she's like, girl, when talking about herself, your attitude. And I'd be really like, okay, so you see it. Reel it in, because I just don't want her to have such a bad showing. But like when they were talking to her and Michael, the experts, I saw him shut down. Even after he tried to like have some say, and you know, Jasmina can get on a roll. And again, some of this could have been editing. He could have said something, but he literally only got to say like four words.
Man,
interchange, and I was just like, oh, this is terrible.
Now, Michael, you did not come to my house but once.
Yeah, Michael thing. Oof. Like, she said she only said that one time, but it was always Michael.
She did Michael. That a lot of times.
Michael. Hey, Michael. Mm. I thought they was going to show a montage of it.
I did too. I was surprised it was only the one.
They did Alyssa Cole with that montage. I thought they were going to do the same thing to Jasmina.
The other thing is, I think that, and maybe this is caping for Jasmina, I think that it takes a long time for her to give. So I think any inclination, not saying that he should know this, but as I see her, this is what I see. It takes a long time for her to like give, show emotion, do the things. So once she gives a little bit, I think she places a lot of value on it that maybe he doesn't see. And as soon as it looks like it's not reciprocated, it's an immediate like protection mode. Yeah. Like, you're not going to hurt me. And so she goes, I don't want to say she goes into Lindsay mode, but it is like a lower level of like, we finna cut all this off.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what I was seeing, because it seems to me that based on, I was the one texting you, I was the one setting this up, I was the one, you only came to me once, you wasn't doing this, that she actually really was like trying, and whatever that means to her. And for whatever reason, it doesn't seem like it was reciprocated. And that's why that one argument, which was stupid.
Oh, the laptop thing?
Which was, I was so surprised that that was the argument. But they always say an argument is never the argument. Hi, Joshua. You don't watch Married at First Sight. The argument is never the argument. The argument is always a cover for whatever's really going on, something deeper. So by the time it happened, I'm sure they were already feeling away. And then the laptop became a, you know, pseudonym, so to speak, for all the other things that they were feeling.
That I actually thought it took me I had to rewind it. I was like, wait, what? You asked him to bring a laptop, he didn't, and y'all got divorced?
Yes, literally. Like when Dr. Viviana said, y'all are literally arguing over who liked each other more. Like, do you guys understand how ridiculous this is? It's not like Mark and Lindsay, where they're arguing over how much we hate each other and you spit on me and we want to dispute the facts of that. Yeah. It's, I tried. No, you didn't. I was the one trying. I'm sorry, what?
I said you was handsome at the end.
Why is this the conversation?
Yeah. I really, what I wanted to hear, which we didn't get to hear, was she was like, are you going to sit here and say that you gave it a try? He said 100%. And she was like, how? And then ran over whatever he was getting ready to say. I would have loved to have heard Because based off of what she's saying, he did nothing. But he said, even in that little brief little moment, he absolutely was trying. And I would love to know what that looked like for him to hear, because that's what they said. It was a misinterpretation of you each other's effort, because it wasn't that he was denying that she texted him or called him every day. But for some reason, he feels like not only him coming over, but I'm assuming there's something else was a part of his effort. And it does suck. I think those last 10 days, based off of what we saw, as many times as I forgot to grab something at the store. Based off of what we saw, like,
I've forgotten to grab stuff while on the phone with Angel.
If that was marriage stuff, we'd be out of here. Let's be like, you walking out the house, yes. Can you grab that thing by the front door? I got it. Get to her. Where is it?
I don't know. Yeah, no. Leaving the house, I hate when Angel calls me.
The front door.
But that's also part of, that's grace that you give to someone that you know, that you can give them that benefit of the doubt.
Yep.
When you don't like this person, or you don't even trust that their motive is that they are in it, then there's, it's hard to interpret that forgetfulness or whatever it is as what it actually is. I forgot, and not take it personally and deeper than what it actually
is. Absolutely. Can you imagine, like, this is a silly thought, but can you imagine going to dinner and be like, somebody being like, what's the, y'all got divorced, right? What's the final argument y'all have?
A laptop.
Okay, so she told me the laptop. I didn't think she really needed it. I forgot. He brought up the divorce when he forgot the laptop.
Yes. Oh, this is good. No trust equals no grace. 100%.
Yeah. So yeah. She gonna move me a laptop to work. I forget the laptop. And that just reminded me, I don't want to be with you anyway.
I
really feel like if Jasmina would have been able to see herself prior to decision day, like see like how her tone was like off, like be able to watch the footage, that maybe she could have approached those 10 days a little bit differently. Because I do agree with Marcus. I don't feel as though she learned about herself. Like there wasn't a lot of reflection. Like we can say that Olajuwon, even though that man ain't perfect and he still got a lot of stuff, it at least feels like he was actually seeing himself for who he was, where I feel like Jasmina needed some, like, she needed some glasses, like some Warby Parker glasses to be able to see herself in real time, because she really wasn't. Looking in the mirror, she needed to put on them glasses. And let me tell you, Warby Parker was founded with a rebellious spirit, huh? And lofty goals to create boutique quality eyewear at a revolutionary price point, offering eyeglasses, sunglasses, contact lenses, and eye exam. Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores. Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores, offering, okay, I told y'all that. Glasses start at $95, including prescriptive lenses. Try Warby Parker's free home try-on program. Order 5 pairs of glasses to try on at home for free for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy. Ships free and includes prepaid shipping, return shipping label. So I did try the home try-on kit. I got a bunch of different sunglasses because, you know, it's about to be summer. I need to have options when it comes to sunglasses. And when I tell you, being able to select the ones I wanted to try on and pick out which ones, there was these one blue glasses. They looked black at first, but then when you up close, they had the dark blue frames. Super sexy, super cute. I was able to try on a bunch of cat eye lenses because I feel like they fit my face the best. And you're able to like change up the sizing. Like they have wider for like people who have bigger faces like me and the regular size frames. And it was super simple to send back the ones that I didn't want. I kept the box that they came in. I put the ones I didn't want back in the box, put the box into the prepaid shipping label, and put it in my mailbox. And the Warby Parker received it. So I was only charged for the glasses that I wanted to keep. So the glasses fit great. The shape and color was great. The quality of the glasses, they were heavy duty. These are not the type of sunglasses that are going to break just because you sat them on your bed. If you look at my Instagram on my highlights, you'll see a couple of the glasses that I tried on because they're super duper cute. So, this is what I want you to do. I want you to try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/TVTV.
TVTV.
Again, that's warbyparker.com/TVTV.
TVTV.
You're going to love it. Try them on. You're going to look amazing. And let us know what you like and what you don't.
Okay, very good. Are we done with them?
Yes. And well, just real quick, this is just in general with the reunion and with what's his name? Is it Kevin Frazier? Is that his
name?
Kevin
Frazier.
Yeah, him hosting. It seemed like the episode was so rushed, like they either cut him off or edited out so much.
They edited out a lot.
It seemed because it was like the conversation didn't even flow naturally. That's why, like I said, Michael, he could have voiced what he felt he did, just like in the actual during the season. It's like we don't know what we're missing. Like, I don't know what I'm not seeing. For me to disagree so hard with what's her name, Jasmina. Same thing with this. It's like I don't know what Michael could have said to, you know, hold his case strong. Who knows? But just with this, is like it was just not even a natural conversation. It's like, so how did you feel when she said that? All right, moving on. It's like, wait, are you going to let him answer the question?
Yeah, it was weird. A lot of segments were like that where I was just like, is that where we're ending it? Is that why you? That's just overall point of view of the reunion.
Yeah. I would hope that if he had a good answer, they didn't just cut it out. But we also have no idea. We're done. All right, let's go to the last two couples that stayed together. We can Elijah Wan and Katina first because Steve and Noah are easy. So Elijah Wan and Katina. I think that this was the best thing that ever could have happened to Elijah Wan.
Katina?
No, this show. Regardless if he stayed with Katina or not. I think the ability to see himself in that way, it seemed to have had a profound effect on him in a way that I believe was so positive that I feel like it was truly one of the best things that could have happened to him on a like intro would be internal.
Well, I think intra is people to people.
No, because interstate is state to state.
Intravenous is in to your vein inside.
Within himself, he who is
inner.
Introspect.
The innerness of him.
Uh-huh. Was good.
Mm-hmm. Internet is what correct. We're using.
Yeah.
Interstellar.
Seeing himself looking like a whole fool.
Correct.
Was the best thing that could happen to him.
Yeah.
That, you know, a lot of people aren't given that privilege. So we only see the world through the eyes in which we are experiencing it. So a lot of us don't get to look back and see, oh, is that what I actually sounded like? Like Marcus, for instance, my husband, when he's talking normally, he's not bothered by his voice. You let him hear back.
Oh, it's disgusting.
He could never, like,
there's a term for that.
Yeah,
because when it vibrates, it you actually sound differently to yourself than you sound to other people.
Yeah, because you hear yourself.
And I also don't like to hear myself.
Yeah, either. Adam Driver has almost like a sickness, not a sick, like an aversion to it. Like somebody tried to prank him and play his voice in an interview of him talking, and he had to leave.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's how much his voice bothers him.
Yeah, I love it. It's absolutely disgusting. Every time I hear it, I'm like, how do people listen to this crap?
So I feel like that's what O had, like a moment of like Marcus didn't know he didn't like his voice until he started doing the podcast.
No, I didn't know I didn't like voice.
Oh, when did you? Oh, because voicemail.
I would.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, I made an assumption. Anyway,
taking credit for my life.
You never said it until the podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway, O had the capability of being able to see himself, and unlike Lindsay, unlike Alicia, and even kind of unlike Jasmina, even though Jasmina acknowledged how her attitude was showing up, he is making adjustments. Now, will those adjustments stick? Will they last? Only time can tell. But the first step is actually acknowledging, oh, my behavior is not actually the way I want to show up in life. So I'm going to give the man credit at least for that.
I agree.
Yeah, I said that last week. Actually, the whole time, even in the middle of the season, with him going off, you know, saying whatever he was saying, going away, thinking about what he said, then coming back like, you know what, shouldn't have said that, or, you know, he would apologize probably a million times through this whole process because he was effectively seeing himself or thinking about what he said. And just like I said last week, I feel like being on this show at the very least helped him as a person because he now can see, and I think moving forward, he will hear himself a lot quicker when he's talking or maybe even move into thinking about how it comes out.
We're buffering.
God dang it.
It's not as bad as it was before, though.
But it's still
boo, tomato.
Lame, tomato. This is, I hate it. It's not as bad as it was before.
You know, at the office that has Spectrum internet, it's the fastest speeds.
I think that the second best thing outside of Married at First Sight that happened to Elijah Wan is him getting paired specifically and only with Katina. Yeah. Of all the thousands of potential applicants that they would have received, no one would have been as pink and as loving and kind and like as Katina was throughout this whole season to be able to stick with him through the end.
1,000%.
It is my hope that as they go forward, that he is able to maintain and keep that like self-reflection and catch himself quicker and faster. Because that's what we said during the season. Like, it is good that he catches himself. It's just the period of time and the amount of times that he has to catch himself because he shows the donkey first. And Michael said that too. Like, he always apologizes, which is fine. But I want to get to the point where, you know, your self-reflection and introspection allows you to not even have the conversation to have to apologize first.
I agree.
Hopefully. But regardless, Katina, I said this actually during our episode, like the fact that you've only been married for that long and you are able to put up with him as if you guys have been married for years, you know, after so long, you'd be like, that's just him. He ain't changing, whatever. I'm over it. But the fact that they were married for 3 seconds and she was still able to like put up with him, you know, kudos to her. I hope it works out for them, but kudos to her.
That's why I want to ask ourselves, do we really want the noise in Steve's or do we want the Lindsay and the mom?
I mean, well, the Lindsay and the Mark always gives you something. They give you content. Lindsay and Mark are going to give you content.
I don't need it. I don't need the Lindsay and the Mark.
The season we first started watching, it was less this.
I will take an Elijah Wan in Katina that I'm going to push through and we get to see growth. I will take a Noy and Steve where we see a spoiled brat and a very elusive man figure out how to communicate. I don't need to see a Lindsay and Mark. I don't. Yeah. Listen, I know those in real life. I don't need a Michael and Jasmina. I really don't. I really, obviously it's all a gamble, but it would be nice to see people who are really throwing their name in the hat to like really go hard. And not being they feeling so much. And like really for the 8 weeks, really do everything in their power so that when it doesn't work out at the end, we could be like, well, we saw them try.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like with the experiment. Yeah, that's what it's called, experiment. With the experiment and that short amount of time of them trying to remain married, things are going to happen regardless. They're going to bump heads. But to be so tight, are we buffering again?
No,
we
hear
you. We listen.
Oh, I see Melissa doing this like, shut up.
No, I'm just like, the cast.
But, you know, to go about it in a toxic way and everything, it's like, this is like the fourth or fifth season, it seems, of this type of environment. It's like, I think people are tired of it for real.
Yeah.
They just want to see some success.
I do think Akila, who just had the comment, I do not think it is realistic to get people who are like whole, because a lot of these people are young. And just like Kevin and Melissa got married young, Marcus and I got married relatively young for probably the median of marrying age for folk now. But I think even with us still being inexperienced, even still discovering ourselves because we weren't like really the fullness of who we are now, there was a level of commitment to really making it work and listening to the other person in order not to make them miserable. That I feel like when people come into this, and listen, I'm speaking, we're all speaking as outsiders. None of us have had to do anything like this, but it does a lot of times feel like people are coming in with the mindset of, I am right, and I need you to bend to my rightness, versus
I'm a good person,
versus okay. A stranger being able to tell you how you might be wrong and you adjusting to that.
Oh, shoot. Yes. Thank you, Catherine, for the reminder. I needed pearls in my promo. Love on Stage. We're voting, by the way, while we're talking about whole people. Love on Stage. I need y'all to vote. The voting is open. And vote who y'all want to vote for. Catherine says she's team James and Melissa. I'm team James and Crystal personally. Personally. That's my pick.
I'm team LeBron James.
But yeah, I need y'all to vote. Okay. I need to post this promo when we're done here. All right. I 100% agree. I also think that you can do a lot of self-work prior to marriage. Mm-hmm. You'll still never be ready for marriage.
Right.
Correct.
All it does is allow you to, you know, you can better articulate yourself. You might be able to identify your likes and wants and da 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 da. But once you connect it to another person, you can't be actually even still be as rigid. You can be aware and you can articulate, but that doesn't mean this is what I want, therefore give it to me. You still have to be flexible.
1,000.
So it's just all going to be, you know, it's just all going to be what it is. All right, we're done with them. Last couple, Noy and Steve. Steve got that money. Because somebody slipped up and said, it don't matter if your family come from money. What matters is, does he have a job? And I was like, comes from money.
No, Lindsay said, it was Lindsay. She was like, it doesn't matter if your family has money or if you have money. It's, do you have a job? And what is your plan?
Which was a stupid statement.
How?
Having a plan, yes. But if you have a job, we've already said this. It's like, Denzel Washington ain't got no job right now. We know he ain't broke.
Who ain't got no job? Oh, Denzel. But I got you. I understand.
He's not in a movie or
something like that. It's like people always look up to like, especially like actors, is like, oh, they the rich and the wealthy. Most of the time are not working. So it's like, what's your career? Like, just because he don't currently have a 9-to-5 or a job don't mean he doesn't have a plan. And whether they talked about that plan or not or whatever that was, who knows? But I think that was I agree with Jasmine and Katina, where they were like, no, we were looking at it on a different level of, is he capable of doing a sustaining, you know, a certain amount or whatever they were saying. I was like, yeah, I agree with that. But just that, no, you need a job. It's like, ain't nobody going to tell somebody that's wealthy that ain't currently clocking in. It's like, well, you need to go work at Target or something. I'm like, no, fool, I got cake in the bank. Like, what are you talking about?
Somebody pointed out in a comment, and I wanted to bring it up here because I know a lot of people who watch this were just adamant that Steve had money. They were like, why were we so easily to create the story that this man must have bread, but we have done it for someone else that did not look like Steve. Steve being half white, being a hopper, I think he's half white, half Asian, or there's some Asian somewhere in there. And him not having a job, well, we have done the same assumptions for someone.
I think you deduced that based on what he did when he didn't have a job. The fact that he went backpacking for like 4 months.
Yeah.
We're saying it based off that. We were like, if you don't have no money, you don't have the opportunity to go and travel for 4 or 5 months in camp if you don't have no money. If you have, I think that's at least what I was thinking. If he didn't have money, he would have been looking for a job. He never said much about it either.
Yeah. When I look at those people that say, oh, you know what? I'm just going to, you know, I've been saving up. So for the next year, I'm going to go travel. It's like, so what you working with, the fact that you can travel, that to me don't sit there backpacking
for the world for a year. And I was like, girl, I'm talking about, remember, she didn't even come back to the United States. So we're like, okay, you must have been paid, and you ain't pressed to go back to work. if you got laid off and then went to Morocco for a month?
Yeah, backpacking and camping, I will say that does sound broke because that just sounds like you're living outside. They do be doing that. I take it back. But at the same time, I was looking at it on what he did with his time off. It wasn't like, oh, I'm just going to go stay at my parents' house. It was like, no, this is my place. This is where I live. And I did some traveling for the last 4 or 5 months. It's like, well, what's your story, sir? You must have something.
If you want to be straight up about it, race would play into it because historically, Black and brown people do not be having wealth. So if you was Black,
we wouldn't. Honest to God, truth is,
no, that's it.
If you were Black, we'd probably be like, that nigga ain't got no bread because the nigga was losing that bread.
If it was a Black dude that said, I ain't worked for been traveling for the past 5-6 months. Blah, blah, I would look like, does he wear a three-piece to work or can he go in sweats when he does work? Like, that's how I would look at him. It had nothing to do with race. It was truly what he did with his time off. Granted, yeah, we don't hear that from a lot of Black people, but if I heard it from somebody Black, I'd be like, so what you doing?
I think that, you know, there is a point of where for me, I'm like, what happened that I did make that? Huh?
He said he was in tech.
And that's what I was going to say. I think for me, I think it is a fair question to ask ourselves to make sure that we didn't automatically stereotype this Asian man. So I think it's
people were saying he was a millionaire. That's where people jump to. Oh, Steve must be, he must be a millionaire. He got bread in the bank. People jump to, he is very well off.
Yeah, I don't think we said millionaire unless we were doing it being funny, but we did think I don't want to say all of it, but I definitely thought he had money. But I think the thing about it is it was his prior job. The world of IT tech rules the world right now. And so there is an assumption that he has money. He doesn't strike me as an irresponsible person. So yeah, there was a lot of assumptions there. With that said, now that we know he invested in Bitcoin, we weren't wrong though. So like, was there an assumption? Could you say it was stereotyped? Sure, maybe I give you that. But the thing about it is we also weren't wrong. So if it was a Black dude and we assume that he didn't have no money simply, and then we were wrong, well, then no, we need to take a step back and think about like how we came to this conclusion. And was it simply because he was Black? But like there was a lot of breadcrumbs leading up to a conclusion that he had some sort of security blanket. And Noi, in all of her rigidity of the only way to make this work for me, it looks like this, which is a traditional 9-to-5. And that's the only way that I have security is what made that conversation more than it should have been, which is why I think Jasmine and Katina was probably reading between the lines, which is what we was doing. Like, girl, if you would just shut up and kind of just listen, if you just listen a little bit, you might be able to hear. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
And I guess the point of when I saw that, I was like, this is a good point because I don't think we would have given, in general, this is just, I'm putting myself in the same boat. I don't think we would have given someone who looked different as Steve that many chances to make it plain.
Yeah.
Not a whole season. We've been come on, you got to tell me what the hell you doing. Where's this money?
Like, I see, like, I 100%, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I 100% agree with Melissa. Because, like, with the flight attendant, that's all she said was, I'm a flight attendant. We didn't have no evidence of where she lived. So, and it was just like, so what other than, like, what is that? Like, you a flight attendant.
We said house. She was homeless.
Yeah, because she just said flight attendant and she didn't show no proof of anything to where Steve is like, so what you been doing? I've been flight attending. But Steve was like, no, I've been traveling. This is my place. I love LED lights. Like, it's like, I think that was the difference of, and we got like, oh, he's a software. Granted, like I said, we didn't get a lot of detail, but we got more detail than just you're a flight attendant and you don't seem to have a house.
Yeah. I would like to think that we could hear what folks are saying and be able to deduce accurately. I also want to say that implicit bias is a thing, and I can't say that we wouldn't have fallen into the trap of, I don't want to say that either. I don't even want to set ourselves up for that. But the thing about it is us reading between the lines yielded that we did read it right. And to be clear about the flight attendant early on, I was like, she sounded homeless to me. And then it low key sounded like she was homeless by the end of the season. Like she really did. Oh, I live over here in downtown. I mean, I live in the suburbs. Now, girl, rewind the tape. Rewind the tape.
I just keep all my clothes in the trunk.
Yes. So I would like to think that we would, but I also don't even want to set us up for that okie doke of getting it wrong with a black person.
Yeah. It was just something that I saw and I was like, oh, because in the comments, a lot of times in the comments of our videos, they were like, Steve is breaded up. Steve is like rich. And I would just be like, I mean, he could be. But then when somebody brought that up, I was like, why was that story so easily created?
I agree with you. Yeah, I never thought rich, but I do know people that freelance. I've worked with IT guys, and it's just like, oh, I'm gonna work his contract, and then I'm gonna wait until November. That's when my next one's starting. It's like, well, what you doing in that time? Oh, I'm good till then. I know people that work like that, so I never was thinking he was rich, but I didn't think he was, living check to check either.
Yeah. The other thing is he didn't strike us overall personality, or me overall personality wise, as irresponsible, spontaneous, reckless.
Oh, I agree with that.
So you're also, you're kind of creating what's the law in math where you're like transposing, like if 5 - 2 = 3, then 3 + 2 = 5. You're kind of doing that. I forget what it's called.
Jonas, no, I know what you mean. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you're also, I think there's a little bit of that happening where you're like, okay, if he acts like this with this, he's very analytical. He's very logical. He strikes me as responsible. He strikes me as this. Then you kind of deduce everything else that it's going to translate to those other areas of his life. And I think that's what happens as well.
No, I get that.
Yep.
All right. We're done here, chat. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We will be on, although now I'm mad that we're on break, I might still watch the season. I'll decide what I'm going to do with the content. It starts, I think, sometime in June. But I'm interested in watching the first season with Devon Franklin.
Oh, I'm all in.
I want to see how that unfolds.
I'm all in. I think he's a great fit.
Huh?
I think he's a great fit.
Yeah, I'm just intrigued to see, like, are they going to have more black couples? What's the alliance going to be between him and Pastor Cal? Because that was one of our complaints, that y'all don't got enough black people, and Pastor Cal being outvoted on stuff that's black. You know, we understand how we are to each other.
Yeah.
Oh, July 6th is better.
I think Devon is going to give great advice. It's just, I wouldn't take any of it. But I Hello? Think he's going to give great advice. I'd be like, don't talk to me about what you think. But I think his advice is going to be spot on. I bet it is. I bet it's going to be great.
Yeah. I agree. So we'll see. If it's in July, then we may actually do that, because June is the month that we want it to be. Oh, no. July is the month we want it to be off, actually.
July is off. July,
yeah, July is actually off. All right. We'll figure it out, child. Until next episode.
What Mark said?
I don't know.
We black all year.
We black all year. But in July, we black because we blacked it out.
All right, bye, y'all.
All right, bye.